This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with NPR Music's Letitia Harris. Hey, Letitia.
Hi, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning. It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out now on January 14th, starting with FKA Twigs and her latest. It's called Capra Songs.
Shy girl, play this song. Sing this song, yeah.
Let me tell you,
sing
this song, yeah. Girl that can whine, or girl that can dance. And I'm just meaning, like, she just lets herself be free and is so expressive and just don't give a fuck. Oh, there's nothing more sexier than that.
Truth safe, I've never realized. Got the Capri Sun energy, yeah. Where's the grind up on in your area? Let's start it again. Boom, boom, take us when you can't find the one love. But everybody wants to send up for my love. Sticky sweet, I'm gonna be like a killer. A killer, a killer.
This is FKA Twigs. Her new mixtape is called Capra Songs. This cut we're hearing from it is called Poppy Bones. Letitia, this is a record she began talking about and teasing more than a year ago. It's finally here, and it's incredible.
Yeah, this is a phenomenal mixtape. I think it's a really strong pivot for Twigs. You know, her earlier material is shrouded in this veil of fantastical sensuality or, you know, melancholy introspection, whereas Capra Songs is a straightforward desire to make fun music for people she loves. And I think compared to her last release, Magdalene, this mixtape feels like a very natural follow-up, an optimistic companion, or where Magdalene is mournful and reflective, Capra Songs is triumphant and external. And, you know, even in her personal life, there was a moment in time in between the two releases where Twigs had to pick herself up and remind herself of her inner life, and I feel like this shines through really strongly on her mixtape.
Yes, she was coming out of an abusive relationship and the lockdown and isolation. And she just creates this beautiful world of sound that you can get lost in. I love all of the ambient sounds and conversation snippets that she sprinkles across this record. She's got all these really cool interludes, and I want to play one called Track Girl Interlude.
Are we recording? Because this is good.
Road, like, fuck mentality was my type. A sense of protection, that's what it gives me. That's what I connect it with. But I have to be sexually attracted to you, though.
So one of the things you hear on these interludes is her reconnecting with friends and collaborators, which she said was a really big part of her healing process after going through that painful period.
Yeah, I think that with this attempt to reconnect with old friends and have, while kind of having to do it in lockdown, it could be this weird, awkward kind of thing, but she's really natural with it. And even with all the cyber club rat sonic elements, the narrative clips and interludes of friends and collaborators gassing Twigs up and reminding her of her worth really ground the project in love and community, which I really appreciate. It feels more intimate than other projects, even with something as like deeply personal as Magdalene. Like, this feels like a very intimate shredding of persona. The whole mixtape kind of seems to ask, like, what does a world where Twigs is at her most vibrant and in tune with herself sound like? And it's really celestial, thumping, club banger sound that's more hyperpop friendly and more like just overstimulating, but in a way that doesn't feel like overwhelming, if that makes sense.
Oh, totally. It is a phenomenal record. And, you know, it's only January. It seems silly to say this, but I'm sure we'll be talking about this at the end of the year. You know, the Jasmine Sullivan record last year came out in January and ended up being NPR Music's number one album of the year. So anything can happen. The new one from FKA Twigs is called Capra Songs. Thanks so much, Leticia.
Thank you for having me, Robin.
All right, another big release out today that we're loving comes from the rapper Earl Sweatshirt. It's called Sick.
The same dust can't stay, I got a clean arcane thing. Resort to cantankerous means on the cash play, rap races. The cheese sit in the trap waiting, snap then we break. Something reaching for me from the waist. These days I'm mindful of what I embrace. Operating on an empty tank, spank me. Fumes fueling a flame. My grandfather spoke 13 languages. Somehow never had nothing to say to Boo Raymond. Since Hazel made sense of it through prayer. Booze is a false fragrance. Eva Lang, the glue that saved us. Duma's brain getting chipped away at daily. His body on a roll where his mind flailed in funeral wailers. No beluga, no bob, just mood swinging. True pain, I couldn't eat or sleep for 7 days. Mainly, I ain't weak. Keep changing for the better. What to do when your job thankless? In the middle of the marsh where mosquitoes chop, ankles swamp.
This is Earl Sweatshirt back with a new album called Sick. The song is God Laughs. And back to talk about this one is WXPN's John Morrison. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
Earl Sweatshirt, this is his fourth studio album. He's all of 27 now. I think he was like 19 when he put out his debut, Doris, back in 2013.
Yeah.
And the whole theme of this record summed up in the title, Sick, a collection of songs really informed by the pandemic that we've all been living with for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, absolutely. Apparently, Earl actually made an entirely different album before the pandemic, and he scrapped it all in favor of this one. He wanted to, as he said, lean into the chaos and make something that really reflected this moment. And he's perfect, in my estimation. He's like the perfect MC to do this. He has this great power to detail not only his own interior world, but also he's really good at this vivid accounting of the world around him, you know. So you have all of this imagery and like these bright, striking insights, but then these beautiful, heartbreaking, like little private insights, and it's all flying everywhere. It's a gorgeous record lyrically and thematically.
Yeah, I mean, he notes people are angry and they're isolated and they're fed up. And I think in that way, it felt to me like he's not just speaking about the pandemic, but to the broader idea of how sick the country is. You know, like it's not just the virus, but everything that's been happening.
Yeah, I can hear that. And there's this a strain that's going through a lot of contemporary hip hop, but a lot of contemporary music and art in general, this idea that the foundation that this country rests upon is sick and it's off. And, you know, when events like a pandemic or even, you know, natural disasters, it really just exposes the underlying contradictions of the society that we live in. And it a lot of the music that, even if it doesn't speak to that specifically, there's like a general like emotional malaise that the music expresses. And Earl is a master at that.
Sick is the album from Earl Sweatshirt. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Robin.
All right, let's do one more album before we take a quick break. This is from the band The Lumineers. Their latest is called Bright Side.
Where we are, I don't know where we are, but it will be okay. Where we are, I don't know where we are, but it will be okay. Laying on the table like I wasn't even there. Holding on the steering wheel and coming up for air. What was that? Driving in the rain. What was that? Calling out your name. Staring at the ceiling fan and feeling far away. Leaning on the reasons like it wasn't even fair. What was that? Driving in the rain. What was that? Calling out your name. Where we are, I don't know where we are, but it will be okay. Where
This is the Lumineers. Their new album is called Bright Side. The song we're hearing from it is Where We Are. And NPR music contributor Serena Turos back to assure us that everything's going to be all right.
I hope so, Robin.
This song and this whole record just left me feeling so hopeful.
Yeah, it's been interesting because this year, I think, marks a decade since the Lumineers came out with their debut album in 2012. And recently, there's been kind of a reexamination of this genre that they helped make so popular, which has been kind of like maybe cynically called stomp clap hey.
It's just a lot of sing-alongs for sure.
Yeah, and I think time hasn't necessarily been super kind to that wave of music. I mean, our popular music landscape now is so different from that. Like hip-hop is definitely the largest genre, and so you kind of think, where in our music landscape does this sort of acoustic-driven, anthemic, campfire sing-along music live? And I think we still need hope. Like, that hasn't gone away. And so when you think about how cynical a lot of modern music is, the way that pop artists like Billie Eilish have gone in a darker direction, I think there's always going to be desire for just straightforward, really great, craft-worthy singer-songwriter music. And I think they really delivered on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not immune to a little cynicism. And you know, when I first put the record on, I was, you know, there's a part of me that was thinking, man, do we need more beardy, clappy, sing-along songs? But my God, every track has at least one super grabby hook, you know, a particularly memorable moment, an infectious moment. I kept waiting for the album to become background noise while I was listening, and it just demanded my attention. And such a beautiful and really, I think, affecting wistfulness in these songs. It just settled in my bones in such a wonderful way.
Yeah, it brought back a really great memory. I think the Lumineers were one of the last few bands we saw play the Tiny Desk before the office shut down in 2020. And seeing people at that concert was kind of incredible that a decade on, that stomp clap hey for the Lumineers wasn't a gimmick. It's what they do best. And there's a lot of heart and emotion in it. It's pretty great.
Bright Side is the album from the Lumineers. And Serena, you'll be back in the second half of the show to talk about the new Lin Ying album. We've also got new ones from Corday and Bonobo. But first, we need to take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're doing a quick rundown of the best albums out now on January 14th. We start the second half of the show off with the producer and DJ Bonobo. His new one is called Fragments.
I'm not afraid to
This is Bonobo. His album is called Fragments. The song we're hearing from it is called Rosewood. And Radio Milwaukee's Tariq Moody is back for this one. Tariq.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I'm wondering what you thought when the beats first drop on this record early on, because, oh my God, the grooves, they cut so deep.
Yeah, it was like when I first heard this, and I couldn't place it, but it just gave this gospel spiritual energy to the track. Bonobo is just this amazing producer. He's worked with artists like Eric Badu. He mixed tracks for like Michael Kiwanuka, Gorillaz, and London Grammar. And this record could be his crossover electronic record, which I can definitely hear on tracks that feature like some of his collaboration, like Kaja Bonet and Jamila Woods.
So Bonobo is otherwise known as Simon Green. And I was reading about all the things that he'd been dealing with leading up to this album.
And
not just the pandemic.
Yeah, he was stuck in the U.S. We couldn't get back to U.K. because of COVID and visa issues. And like, imagine being stuck and can't visit your family.
Even before the pandemic, he lost both of his parents. And then, like you said, he's stuck in the country in California where all the wildfires there made it seem like the whole world was really burning. And he's just exhausted and he's strung out. And I don't know, you listen to this record and it doesn't feel apocalyptic to me. You know, I mean, it really made me feel it's had so much life in it. It just makes you want to move.
It felt like therapy. Let's put it that way.
That's a good way of putting it.
It felt like healing. That's what it felt like. Listen to songs like Counterpoint. It's just straight instrumental, but it felt like winter with the keys and production, and just felt like enjoying, even though winter's cold and brutal, but it was like the calm of winter after a snowfall. That's what it felt like. It felt therapeutic.
Yeah.
And then Day by Day, which is surprised, like what I think a lot of us are doing right now, is living day by day with Kaja Bonet, who's another one of my favorites. Like, I have been going through the last 2 weeks, deep depression, and like just listening to that Day by Day is like, you know, just wake up each day and take your time.
Yeah, for sure. I don't always need that four on the floor. But I was in the car when I first put this on, and man, when the beats dropped, I literally said out loud, yes, that.
Yeah. It's a different type of dance music. Those tracks of Tomo and Rosewood, which you played, they listed a kind of different kind of dance energy.
Yeah.
Not like a typical, you know, house jam. It's like an energy of like, I'm dancing and get out the evil spirits.
Fragments is the new album from the producer and DJ Bonobo. And Tariq, let's talk about one more record before you go that's out today. It's from the rapper Corday. It's called From a Bird's Eye View.
Conversations getting complicated, I could tell ya. 15 was in them handcuffs with paraphernalia. I grew up in them trenches, boy, your house had wine cellar. If anybody ever had a problem, gave them hell. I got my auntie, brothers, daddy, cousin, backstage passes. Everybody celebrating with their champagne glasses. I'm just sitting full of pain as I'm touring the country. Thought the stress-free life was gonna come with the money. I got my head up in the clouds, living off daydreams. Still high up off of life, I know my light ray beaming. Got up out the river, nigga, now I'm straight mainstreaming. Flowing heavy, remember uncle drove his Chevy on his wrist. Was a stolen Rolly Prezi, couldn't tell him shit. Arrogance is deadly in the moment, damn, he relished it. Mansion chain embellished it. Drug dealer dreams with prison nightmares was type red. And if the shoe fits, I'll buy the right pair.
This is Corday. His new album is From a Bird's Eye View. The song we're hearing from it is Champagne Glasses. Tariq, he's a rapper who grew up in Maryland, and I love that part of his origin story is that he worked at a TGI Fridays restaurant to put himself through college before his music blew up. This is his second studio album, and it's a follow-up to 2019's The Lost Boy.
I just want to say, there's this weird division in hip-hop between like the older generation and younger generation.
Yeah.
You probably notice. And I love Corday. I love a lot of these young artists, and I feel like we're not generally not feeling, giving them an opportunity to like create and be themselves. We like want to force them to be something we are familiar with. And I feel like Corday is an artist that bridges that generation.
Yeah.
Those generations, right?
Yeah.
He can talk to the younger creatives and generations, and really can also relate his lyrics, his storytelling can also relate to the people who grew up with Tribe Called Quest and Dela and all those and Kendrick Lamar. I guess the best way to call him a multi-generational rapper.
Yeah, I think part of the appeal to different generations comes from the fact that he has such a vast range of vibes and moods mm-hmm. and sounds. You know, it's sly and it's sexy. It's defiant. You know, like you said, there's a yep. lot of swagger, but it's also humble. You know, like
yes.
one minute he's bragging about all of his accomplishments, you know, but then the next he's talking about nothing but gratitude. Like on the song mm-hmm. Today, he says he's just glad his credit card wasn't declined, you know? But then on a yeah. song like Super, he's spitting bars about how awesome and untouchable he yeah. is.
Yeah, that's why I love him so much. And then the other song I like, Want From Me, which is this funky, chill vibe, just it has this kind of 80s little bit of R&B vibe to it. There's like biblical references about relationships of all types. And then the line, he does a Fresh Prince reference of like, ain't no Uncle Phil without Aunt Viv, you know? From coming to like a lyric on Super, where it's last night I was texting Jack Dorsey. That's the perks you get from being super dope.
Yeah.
yeah. You know, I love his play with words. And this album was inspired from his trip going to Africa. And he went on a whim because it was calling to him. Mm. This whole album was about his, inspired by his trip and also inspired by his late grandmother as well.
He really just knows how to tap into humanity, I think, in his yeah. songs. And I think the range that he shows just in how he views himself and his own place in the world is really just human nature. I mean, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's true of anybody. No one is any just one thing, you know. In one minute you're loving yourself and thinking you're pretty amazing, and the next you're just grateful to be around.
And that's why I say, like, we older generations need to just respect the younger generations, because, like, we've all been there.
Yep. Cordae is the artist, the rapper. His new record is From a Bird's Eye View. Thanks, Tariq. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Robin. It's always a pleasure.
We've got one more album that we want to play for this week's show, but there are a handful of other notable releases out now on January 14th that I want to tell you about. Starting with Cat Power, Shawn Marshall. She's back with a new collection of cover songs. It's called Covers. Elvis Costello and the Impostors have a new one out today called The Boy Named If. The Boy Named If from Elvis Costello. There's a new collection of rarities and B-sides from Broken Social Scene that's called Old Dead Young. Old Dead Young from Broken Social Scene. And the Brighton duo known as Blood Red Shoes is back with a new album today called Ghosts on Tape. All that music out now on Friday, January 14th, along with this last album that we want to play for you from the singer Lin Ying. It's called There Could Be Wreckage Here. This is the singer Lin Ying. Her new album is called There Could Be Wreckage Here. The song is called Faith. This is her debut album. And Serena, for people who don't know Lin Ying, maybe just start with a little bit of her background.
Yeah, Lin Ying is a singer-songwriter from Singapore. And she actually got the attention of a couple electronic music producers based on some of the covers that she put on YouTube early on in her career. I know she covered Blood Bank by Bon Iver. Mm-hmm. And you can actually, I think, hear that influence so much on this record in the way that she stacks her vocals and is interested in like vocal production. Mm. I mean, this record actually reminds me a lot of an album we both loved last year by Dodie. I think at its core, Lin Ying is a singer-songwriter. So much of her work is built around piano, and she's really just elevated her song craft with this great production that's really lush and intricate and surprising. And I feel like the colors are constantly changing in a way that keeps my ear fresh. And she has such a great, like, crystalline voice. I can totally see why an electronic music producer would have been immediately drawn into her sound.
Yeah, crystalline is the exact word I have written down here in my notes as I was listening. It is the most crystalline voice I've heard in a while, and she does layer it so beautifully. I think Dodie is a good reference. I hadn't thought of that. And Bon Iver. The songs have some really nice turns. I love how they evolve, and the arrangements are subtle and surprising at the same time. I don't know. I think she makes it all just really captivating.
Yeah, and especially I love kind of a shorter record. I immediately, as soon as it ended, I was like, we got to play it again. And I think she has such a great ear for vocal melody. I was, you know, singing along to the chorus by the second listen for sure.
Yeah. What is she getting into thematically on the record? It seems to reflect a good bit on the ways that you can find happiness even in your darkest hours.
Yeah, and almost, I think, it kind of feels like second-guessing yourself when you look up and realize everything's okay, but for how long is it going to last? And I think that's what the title speaks to. There could be wreckage here of this kind of like paranoia when you're happy. And I mean, especially in the world we're living in right now, I think it's hard to capture moments of joy and knowing that they're fleeting and exist in this complicated matrix of misery. And I think...
A lot of misery.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of this record is about like the push and pull of interpersonal relationships and how much we have to give up of ourselves and what we can demand in return for people to love us. And I found that really compelling. Lin Ying made such a nuanced record about what it feels like to go through the hurricane of modern times right now.
There Could Be Wreckage Here is the record from Lin Ying. Thanks so much, Serena.
Thank you, Robin.
And that'll do it for our first New Music Friday of 2022. As always, you can listen to full versions of the songs we featured on this episode, along with a bunch of singles that dropped this week, in our expanded New Music Friday playlists. Just search for NPR and Apple Music or Spotify. You can also listen on our website at npr.org/allsongs. And be sure to sign up for our newsletter to keep up with the latest from NPR Music. You can find it at npr.org/music newsletter. All one word, music newsletter. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well and treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.